USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus."
An appeals court ruled on Friday that the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is allowed to use the federal courts to enforce its subpoena against former Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
The economy suffered 2.9 million permanent job losses in July, the Labor Department said in their monthly jobs report on Friday, which was slightly fewer than the month before. The permanent layoffs moved beyond service sector workers to affect workers such as managers, financial analysts, and software developers. Dominic Davila owns a private wealth management services firm. He reminds everyone,
"This is not a demand problem. When we typically look at a recession, you have high unemployment. People literally don't have the money to go out there and spend. They can't vacation. They can't buy the new refrigerator. So that's a demand problem. This is not a demand problem."
Tonight's game between the Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals won't happen. Major League Baseball says a Cardinals player has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news of another infection comes as the team hasn't played in over a week. Some players on the team did go to a casino before the COVID-19 outbreak happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is taking an interesting approach to deal with folks that continue to have huge house parties during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Garcetti threatening to shut off water and electricity to any businesses or residents found to be hosting one of these large shindigs.
"These large parties are unsafe and can cost Angelenos their lives. That is why tonight I'm authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large gatherings."
Garcetti continuing on CNN that most people are following the guidelines.
"This has really been marvelously embraced by 99.9% of people. We see it in the traffic data. We see it in the cell phone data. But we're going to hunt down that last 0.1% and say, you got to get inside, you got to cut it out, and you got to distance."
Former Angels employee Eric Kay has been charged by federal authorities in Texas with distributing fentanyl in connection with the overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The affidavit filed in a district court says a longtime member of the Angels Media Relations Department and Skaggs had a history of narcotic transactions. Kay voluntarily surrendered to the authorities on Friday per court records. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.